classic covers. Album cover art as memorable as the music itself. Hi, I'm Ray Manzarek with today's classic cover. If there were any doubts that LSD played a pivotal role in the making of this record, the cover artwork silenced them once and for all. What else but hallucinogens can explain why they are wearing Technicolor silk uniforms from some unknown military on the front cover? Why else would they be standing next to younger versions of themselves and in front of the greatest gathering of heroes in one picture up to that time? Marlon Brando, Bob Dylan, Mae West, W.C. Fields, Fred Astaire, Marilyn Monroe, Lawrence of Arabia, Sonny Liston, and scores of others. All surrounding these four icons of a fictitious British brass band in formal regalia. A day in the life indeed. Have you guessed this classic cover? Further proof that LSD may have been involved in the making of this record was this quote from drummer Ringo Starr, who said, "I suppose I must have been there because I'm in the photograph." Actually, he's in it twice. If you haven't figured it out yet, it's the act you've known for all these years. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, The Beatles. I'm Ray Manzarek on XM Radio's Top Tracks. I leave you with Paul McCartney talking more about that famous classic cover.
Originally, the cover was going to be us dressed as this other band in kind of crazy gear, but it was all going to be stuff that we'd always wanted to wear, all stuff that like we always secretly really liked, and it may have been there. And we were going to have photos on the wall, which were all our heroes. It could be anything. It could be Marlon Brando in his leather jacket, or it could be Einstein. It could be anybody we'd all ever thought, oh, he was good. And it was going to be this band and all their cult heroes. And we kind of put this other identity on them. That was how it turned out. You know, the cover got changed a lot, you know, in the process. But that was the basic idea behind it, yeah, kind of fantasy show, you know.